Flashes and Cold Topics, a podcast for women in midlife and beyond. At Hot Flashes and Cold Topics, talk about anything and everything to do with midlife. My name is Bridget.
And I'm Colleen.
And today we had such a wonderful conversation with the co-creators of Care Beauty in that C-A-I-R-E. And if you want to find them, C-A-I-R-E-beauty.com. And the founders are Celeste Lee and Lori King. And we just had a wonderful conversation about how this all came about, how they came up with this. They worked in the beauty industry for 40 years, although they don't look like they could have worked there for 40
years.
Yeah,
they look like
maybe it was 40 years.
Okay.
Yes, obviously the products work. So it was just fascinating. We learned, like we always do when we talk to our guests, so much. I found out so much about skincare and the industry and just and the science behind it all. It was fascinating.
And to give you a little history, we discovered Care Beauty from our interview with Carla Hall. Carla and Lori were friends at Howard University and have remained friends for decades. And when Lori and Celeste started Care Beauty, which started only about a year and a half ago, it's created for women in midlife and beyond. So our demographic, and Bridget and I are always happy to support women who are talking to us, who are seeing us, are hearing us, our demographic of women. But Carlo just raved about it. If you go back and listen to that podcast, she was saying how much of a difference it made in her neck, in her skin. She swears by it. So we wanted to find out what she loved so much. Mm-hmm. And we invited Celeste and Lori on the show. And, you know, yes, we promote different brands that are now all of a sudden coming out. We love that. For women of our age range, the difference with this one that we thought would be important for you guys to hear is that they go to the molecular level. So they're going deep within your cells with hyaluronic acid, which is always so hard for me to say. So they're not saying that you're going to look decades younger. They're saying your skin is going to behave a few years younger. And, you know, Bridget and I both tried the serum, and Bridget will tell the story of how she did the mask as well. And it's super soft. You know, I'm all about serums. I love them. But we like promoting brands that are cost-effective, that are simple to use. I'm all about simplicity. I don't want to have to do 10 steps. It's not going to happen. I get bored after step three. And so, you know, they're part of the menopause beauty movement. And, you know, 10 years ago, you would have never even heard the terms menopause beauty movement or age promoting movement. So they talked to us about hormone imbalance, why their products are helping people. It's plant, tree, sea derived only. There are no chemicals that are going to in the products. So that's
that are going to harm. Yeah, they're very careful, and they gave us a code for our listeners.
Yay!
I'm so excited. Yes. So if you go to their website, carebeauty.com, CAIREbeauty.com. And if you use the code HOTFLASHES20, you will get 20% off your order. So I think it was your full order. Because, you know, they're a new company.
Yes.
So you got to do a full order because they are a new company and the shipping costs have to be cost effective. But you will be very pleased with this.
And I also wanted to let our listeners know, when we share these promos, it's not like we're getting money from this. We're not. We are promoting products that we think you guys need to know about. And then the companies are generous enough to give our listeners a promo code. So don't think that we're doing this because we get a, we don't.
Yeah.
This is because we are happy to showcase this company. And then they turn around and say, hey, let me give your listeners a promo code. So share it with your friends, share it with people that you think are, you know, that you share the podcast with, because we already know you're sharing the podcast with everyone.
And we thank you for that. Yes.
And we are truly appreciative. But Hot Flashes 20 will also get you 20% off the full size order. So give it a try, guys. We're going to let Celeste and Lori take over and talk about Care Beauty. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, everybody. Today we have on the founders of Care Beauty. And when I say care, it's C-A-I-R-E. And the founders are Celeste Lee and Lori King. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much. so nice to be here today.
Well, we are excited to talk about your new products. We actually discovered Care Beauty through Carla Hall, who is one of our guests. And she raved about your products. I mean, she was talking about her neck and how much improvement she saw in using them. So we were like, okay, this is something that's new and we want to find out more about it. So can you tell, you know, there's two, right now there are two products, the serum and the mask. Can you tell us a little bit about how this started and why you started this new company? Celeste, well, let's start.
I'd love to just tell you a little bit. I want to talk about Carla because you brought her up. I mean, what was interesting is when we started this company, Lori and I, you know, we're doing it the lean and we're two women of a certain age. We're over 40, over 50 now. And we were so excited when we discovered that there was this actual void in the marketplace that we could actually do something about. This whole notion of hormone-related aging, to be honest, was a surprise to ourselves. We didn't even know this. We came upon it because we literally had friends asking us, because we've been in beauty for 40 years across fragrance and hair care and cosmetics and skincare, asking us, what causes sags? Why do I suddenly see these weird shapes and changing jawlines in the mirror? And we were like, that's a good question. And so when we did the research and we discovered that there's a different form of aging than the aging you hear all the time, you know, the aging caused by the sun and pollution, we were like, how come nobody talks about this? How come we've been in beauty and literally none of the companies we work with talk about this? So we came upon some solutions and we worked really hard. We've gone through over, oh my gosh, on each product, there were at least 50 go-rounds of development, even after we figured out the right actives that could help skin improve from the inside. And that's our key insight, is rather than actives and moisturizers, and those are still important, that sit on top of skin, our skincare actually penetrates the dermal junction and encourages and infuses the skin underneath to actually have more molecules. So fast forward, we start developing product and we were pretty happy. We were very confident with where we were at, and Lori and I were sharing our product with personal friends, because it can't just be Lori and I trying the product and saying to each other, yeah, isn't this great? Yeah, it's great. So, you know, you got to get objective at a certain point. So Lori sent it off to Carla Hall, and I'm going to let her pick up, because here's the thing. Carla Hall actually went to college with Lori, and they're like old besties, to be honest.
Yes, absolutely. We know each other. Carla and I are best friends from Howard University. We're Princeton graduates. And to tell you the truth, we were both geeky accounting majors together, if you can even believe it.
She was a CPA.
And I was like, I'm not doing that. So I became an insurance broker. So we were really geeky, nerdy business school classmates. But get this, I actually used to cook for her.
Wow.
So if you ask her the next time she comes on, she'll tell you how I was the one making the leg of lamb in college.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, I know Carla very well, and I've always heard her struggle with her skin. And she has extremely sensitive skin. She's always had this, even during college. And so when we developed the product, I said, you've got to try our product. And she's like, absolutely. Not only did she say absolutely, she was using this mask 3 times a week, because last year during the pandemic, she was still filming. And we typically recommend using our mask 1 to 2 times a week. She was like, oh no, my acne has gone away. My adult acne that came on during menopause. And that's a common problem that we'll talk about in a little bit. But she then spoke about how her makeup application was no longer cakey, and how she was getting so much more hydration in her skin, and that her skin was clearing. And we'll talk about why this mechanism of action happens with our ingredients. But she then said, can you send me more? I need to make sure that when I go on set, I have some, and when I'm at home, I have some. So she's an advocate for the brand. And that was really, really amazing to experience. And we wanted to build a product that wasn't like $300, $500, $1,000, you know. Mm-hmm. We wanted to build a product, or create a product for women that was affordable. and the $50 price point that we felt proud of that has good, solid science. And that's actually clean and vegan as well.
You created in your lab. I mean, right?
This is completely original. Completely original. And Bridget, you bring up an interesting point because what most people don't know is that a lot of skincare, not just skincare, a lot of beauty is done through what's called contract manufacturing or white labeling. And so what happens is a company, a brand, a new startup goes to a manufacturer and they say, hey, I like, this is my favorite product that they brought from their bathroom. And they say, I want to do something just like this. Can you make this? And they will mimic the formulation. And you know, maybe they'll change a little something. It's like, you know, chocolate cake. Maybe you go from 1.5 cups of flour to 1.25. It's not much difference. Sometimes they'll do almost the exact same thing. As a result, and of course, it's inexpensive to produce because then you just have one or two rounds of formulation development and you're done. And so what happens with this kind of behavior is that it's easy to launch product, and that's great. And I applaud entrepreneurs. I mean, Lori and I are proud of every entrepreneur, however their route. But the truth is it isn't really helping women. It's not helping anybody to produce more of the same. And Lori and I have been in the business long enough where we're like, we're not going to do this if we're going to produce more of the same. There's absolutely no point. Then we should just continue to work for the companies we work for.
And wow, I did not know that about products. I had no idea.
Yeah. Nobody's going to tell you.
Yeah, right. That's right. I mean, if you want to make a nail care line, if you want to make an eye palette, if you want to create a skin cream, you can go to any store or buy it online and then go to a manufacturer and say, hey, I'd love this. And they will produce 10,000 pieces of this for you. It will be similar, but it won't really be the same ingredients, and it will cost you a certain amount of money. And that's how a lot of the industry operates.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I don't know if I agree with that, Laura. I think a lot of times they mimic the formulas exactly.
Well, yes, okay. But they can't mimic ours.
Oh, wow. Well,
mimic ours. Ours is particularly interesting, and we're really, really proud of this. And it did take us 2 years to get there, I have to say, before Carla ever got to really try it out, which is that it's what's interesting about a really great advanced modern formulation is not only the ingredient list. So we have some pretty profound ingredients. We've got the tiniest hyaluronic acid molecule in the world in our product, and that's important because it is so tiny, it can pass through the dermal barrier. So that's great. We have a growth factor peptide that encourages a woman's own skin to produce more collagen and more HA. And let me just back up for a second. I don't know that everybody knows that hyaluronic is a key part of your skin. And so, okay, that's great. Could that be mimicked? Eventually, somehow, maybe, yes. But our formula is then biofermented, and it's custom biofermented for us. And what it does, it's a process that makes the good stuff, the nutrition, become more what's called bioavailable. And that means your skin is able to metabolize it. I mean, our partner scientist said, well, you could say it's pre-digested. I'm like, that is disgusting. I mean, I'm going to put it out there because it is kind of pre-digested. It means your skin is ready to receive it and it's able to actually build those future molecules that you otherwise would not have built. And that is so cool. That's unmimicable.
Right. And I agree. Not using pre-digested, I just think about a baby bird feeding
you. I know, that's what I said. I was like, ew.
Yeah, I can't believe you use that. I think it's really important if Celeste actually discusses why we're a different type of hyaluronic acid.
And that's what I was leading towards. You know, you're saying to us that a lot of companies can just, what do you call it, white branding?
White label. I think they white say labeling. That because if you can imagine a plain white jar, and then you put your own label on it. So we could have, you know, hot flashes and cool topics. If you said to us, listen, we want
let's do it.
And, you know, you've got 3 months to make a moisturizer. Truthfully, Lori and I could probably get you a moisturizer in under a month, honestly. And it probably wouldn't be a bad one. I mean, to be fair, because the thing about moisturizers is there's a lot of good product on the market and it just sits on the skin and it can do what it needs to do. But ultimately, even the best moisturizer tends to be of limited effect because it's temporary. It's going to evaporate, right? So, but back to hyaluronic acid, it is such an interesting an important part of your body. It's everywhere in your body. It's in your brains. It's in your bones. Well, not in your bones, around your bones in the cartilage. And like when your knees start popping after 40, that's also caused by the lack of hyaluronic acid. So this particular thing is actually not an acid even. It's a misnomer of a name. It's actually a long chain of amino acids, and it's soft. It's actually a molecule that holds water. It holds 600 times its own weight in water. So why does that matter? Well, everybody knows what collagen and elastin is, right? Those are like the proteins that are your skin. But around the collagen and the elastin is what's called the extracellular matrix. That means outside of the cells. And it's soft, it's gooey. And the primary ingredient there is hyaluronic acid. And it's this thick, viscous liquid that's holding your collagen and elastin in place. Lori and I like to say it's like the bricks and the mortar. I mean, obviously hyaluronic acid is not hard like a mortar. It's soft, it's viscous, it's rich. But these three things together work in concert to create that softness, that firmness, that smoothness in skin. So at age 30, and I hate to tell you this, ladies, this starts actually a little earlier than you think. We all, and that's men and women, start to lose our capacity to produce these key skin molecules. And that's because hormones are already declining. Hormones are like the green lights of the body, and they turn on skin cell production. They turn on other cell production too, by the way, bone production, muscle production, all kinds of things. But what stinks is when a woman turns 40, her pace of hormonal decline is double that of a man of the same age, right? So that's why when a friend or yourself and you look in a mirror and you see some random depression, you're like, oh my God, it's because of that. It's not that it actually happened. It's an ongoing thing. So at 40, your pace of skin cell production is slowing down dramatically. And then at technical menopause, which in the US is 51, you lose 30% in 3 years of your collagen production, your hyaluronic acid, and your elastin. And so what we're trying to do is say, hey, stop that. What can we do to try to slow that down and reinfuse? And this is why our hyaluronic acid is different, because we use three different weights of molecules. There are a lot of companies that use the upper weight that we use. It's in a lot of product. It's called sodium hyaluronate. You can see it on boxes everywhere. No problem. It's a good ingredient. It sits on top of skin and it gives you an immediate glow. Beautiful. The medium weight becomes interesting. It's a shorter chain and it stays longer on skin and it gives you that all-day glow. Our product will give you an all-day glow, all-day smoothness. And then the tiny one is going through this and it's literally replacing some of those lost molecules. So that's the skin health part that we're focusing on. So if you use our serum twice a day, and that's the recommended usage, even though I gotta be honest, I do it like three times a day just for the heck of it. You can get an improvement in terms of firmness, in terms of volume in your cheeks, your jawline, around your that nasolabial area. It's so disgusting, that word. And that's what we're really trying to help women do, because those are the things that make people feel crappy about themselves. Mm-hmm.
It's related to hormones. That's what's so interesting about it all. And when I read up how this kind of, you're kind of one of the first companies really to really address that level of it. Like, I hadn't heard that deep of a level of the tiny hyaluronic acid molecule. Wow, I'd never heard that that's the one that goes through your skin before.
And because it's expensive, it's actually custom created for us, and it is a relatively expensive material. As Lori mentioned, at the same time, when we, came up with this company, you don't want to recommend to your friends to buy a $300 product, even if you know they can afford it. It's a little awkward, right? Mm-hmm. Who wants to tell people you got to spend $300 a month every month and you got to buy five of those things? That's crazy. Yeah. It's like buy a car. I mean, part of our thing is, and we also know, because we've been in the business a long time, part of skincare is consistency. It's doing it every day. It's masking a couple of times a week. And if people feel guilty about opening up a bottle and they're just going to let it look pretty on their shelf or in their, on their dresser drawer or on their side table, what good is that? Right. I know that I've done that. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
you're absolutely right, Bridget. It's about, you know, our approach is about rebuilding the structure of the skin from the inside out. And that is a different approach. And there are so many different hormonal effects. I mean, who knew, right? As you know, 80% of women are going to have hot flashes. Yikes, right?
Yeah.
And 100% of us go through menopause. Ha. Huh.
Hi, everybody. It's Colleen and Bridget, and we want to talk to you about She's a Full-On Monet, which is a digital media lifestyle site dedicated to spotlighting women's voices from around the globe through beauty, fashion, home, health and wellness, and personal essays from contributors.
You are the main characters in your own stories. Your lives are rich with meaning, full of love and laughter. It's okay to get close up, and you'll see some flaws. It might be a mess, but that's all right. There's beauty in that. Embrace all of it. This is a place where everyone is welcome and the dialogue is open to all. So join them at www.shesafullonmonet.com.
When it comes to, you know, who's approaching rebuilding the structure of the skin, that's what's different. Because as you're losing these hormones, it's not clear that you actually, your skin structure is in essence collapsing. So mm-hmm. you see all of these advertisements every day on television, and they talk about hyaluronic acid all day long. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly the ingredient that Celeste was talking about. It will give you that surface glow. Mm-hmm. It will give you that. Some of them might have the medium weight, so they can give you that all day glow. It's very, very rare to find a smaller weight molecule of hyaluronic acid. And also, you know, just the combination of ingredients bring you that level of the level of science we're bringing to you, because we're basically saying we want you to trust this product. We want to launch a product with integrity. We want to do this for women. So we are an embracing and age empowering brand. And when I talk about all of these different commercials out there, they all tout anti-aging from the age of 30 to the age of 80 plus. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're talking about. We're bringing about a positive, different, empowering conversation for women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that you use the term age empowering as opposed to anti-aging. Can we talk a little bit about the triple? So we talked a little bit about the serum, and it's called Therum Serum. Say that 10 times fast. Boost, which I'm all about serums. I love serums.
You can tell I've used it.
Yeah, exactly. And I've used it as well. And I have to say my first reaction was how soft it felt on my skin. Like my skin felt very, very soft after.
Now, that's because you're already, the molecules are already penetrating skin. So if you get really specific, you are hydrating from the outside in and from the inside out. And so together you're plumping your skin, and that's creating softness, because if your skin is more cushioned, it's going to feel soft. Does that make sense?
I hope it does.
To both layers. Yeah.
Yes. So the triple lift molecule mask. I have to tell you, when I first opened it, I expected to see what masks usually look like, which are kind of the thick, cakey. This like looked like a pink gel. Like it was a very different look. So can you talk to us about what is in it and why it's so different than the typical mask on your skin?
Oh, that's a good question. This is Lori. Lori and I tried ourselves about 100 masks. And when you get older, you don't necessarily want to have the clays and the charcoals that are drying. I mean, they have a purpose because they're exfoliating and they're removing dead skin cells. And that's a great thing. But you know what, ladies, we're getting dry. We don't need to have anything accelerating
dryness.
Mm-hmm. And we were like, no. This can't be right. We got to go the other way around. We got to do something that's infusing moisture and nutrition into skin. It's the exact opposite. So we actually found a product that shall remain nameless that had a gel consistency, and we thought it was really interesting and it tightened. But we looked at the ingredient listing and it was scary as heck. I'm not going to use the word I really want to use.
Thank you, less editing.
It has microplastics in it, which we didn't know because we didn't know the ingredients. It's polyvinyl chloride, I think is what it's called. And we were talking to our partners. We've got two PhDs on our, we actually have three PhDs on our team. And we were like, well, what's that? And they're like, oh yeah, that stuff is like evil. And I'm like, well, what do you mean?
No.
And I was like, why is this in a product? Why would I want to put it on my face? And Lori and I literally sat at this table with them. We were like, oh no.
But I went, Celeste, I told you the stuff really stunk. It was right. It was so toxic. And she was like, I don't smell anything. I'm like, no, I'm getting like, I have to like leave my bathroom when I put this mask on.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
But,
goodness.
But the result was amazing.
So we said, how can we get this kind of experience? We wanted to have that infusing and tightening experience, but we want to do it cleanly and with great health. We want to use our remarkable hyaluronic acid complex, both the growth peptide and those three molecules in. And they said, let's work on it. So we went through many, many, many formulas and we developed a natural way to do it. And we're very proud of it because I got to tell you, it was not easy, really not easy. And it's really interesting because the longer you have the mask on, you can have a different effect. So actually our mask, depending on the person using it, they can decide how they want to experience it. You can wear it for 10 minutes and get a pretty great benefit and just towel it off with a wet towel. Or Lori likes to take it in the shower, wear it, like meditate for 10 minutes, jump in the shower in the morning and then wash it off in the shower, which I think is great. I haven't done that. That's her. But, you know, I like to leave it on. I'm more of an evening mask person. So I like to leave it on, watch Schitt's Creek or, you know, whatever the heck it is. It's like 20, 30 minutes. And then what happens, it dries and dries and dries. It tightens and tightens and tightens. And it creates what's called an eggshell effect. I don't know if you guys remember ever making a mask in the 70s. Mm-hmm. It's like that. Mm-hmm. And then you can literally kind of like peel it off and you can see all those dead skin cells coming off. And it, I don't know, there's something really kind of fun and satisfying.
I actually did that. When I got my package in, I put it on and I went upstairs to watch TV and I actually forgot that it was on. It's so light. That was a nice thing too about it. It's like the sheet masks that, you know, it's there. You know, you're trying to watch TV around these little eye holes and things. And,
right.
You know, and other, you know, like you said, charcoal masks or clay masks, you know, it's there.
Yes.
But this one, it's on and I start watching. I don't know what I watched, but it you know, it was up here for like
probably.
I was up here for 2 hours watching something. And then I was like, oh, I have the mask on. I forgot about that. And it was, you know, what it was, you know, some of it peeled off and I just got the wet washcloth and just got the rest of it off. But it is great. I love it.
Fantastic.
Really makes your skin so smooth and soft. And we have had, we have before and afters, which we haven't gotten on our website yet, but we will. We have ladies who have lines across their forehead and they literally diminish and sometimes, actually many times, they just disappear entirely. And I will say that, you know, this is not a permanent effect, ladies. Let's get realistic. This is not going to go on for weeks. It's not Botox, but you will have a very nice effect for a full day. And so, you know, my feeling is, I don't know, maybe you have a hot date or you're going to a reunion or you just want to like feel good about yourself.
You got a lot of Zoom calls and you want your skin to feel good.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want that instant glow. And there's nothing wrong with using the mask more often. I mean, Carla obviously uses it 3 times a week. You could use it as often as you like. It's perfectly safe to do that. So if you have a meeting and you want that instant glow, definitely go ahead and use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
You know what? It's like giving yourself a mini facial. I mean,
and who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
Self-care.
It costs $150. You don't have to go somewhere, especially in the COVID era. You just do it at home. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk pricing. So they come as a little duo. You can buy it or separately. What are the prices for each?
So for each one, the serum is $56 and the mask is $52. If you buy it as a duo or combination, it's $100. We also, and that's a 30-day regimen, meaning if you use the serum twice a day, you use the mask once to twice a week. Okay.
Twice a week. Co-founder fight. There you go.
Depends on how much you use, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And if you're like Bridget, you could just wear it all day, every day, until you finally
pull
it off.
I had a quote question, and you may have said this, and it may say that in your instructions, and I've forgotten. Is the mask safe on your neck? I couldn't remember.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is.
Okay.
And your décolletage.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Which, you know, no matter how much work women have had done, your neck and your chest, it's always a red flag.
Exactly.
It's your age.
But what
your hands and your neck.
Yes, I was about to say, what's your real red flag? Your hands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so,
look at these.
You know, after I take a dropper or two of the serum, I always end by putting some on the back of my hands.
Which is very smart.
Do not forget that. Do not forget that. You always have a little bit of extra left. Where are you going to put it? I usually will touch my elbows and touch the back of my hands.
Wait,
and
you don't, like the elbows?
That's yes, funny. And don't forget your earlobes, ladies. Okay? As you age, especially in your 60s, you go get ear droop. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And there's another key thing that you're going to love about our product. Our product works for droopy eye. So you can put it above.
Oh, yeah.
And it works for dark circles and eye bags. So you can put it below your eyes as well.
You're talking the serum now.
Yes, I'm talking the serum.
The serum.
So that's huge because most brands will say don't put it anywhere near your eyes. Like, obviously you're not saying put it in your eyes. Saying you can put it on the eyelid or the under eye.
Yes.
Yes, that is fantastic.
It's what's called periorbital around the eye, but it's absolutely designed to be particularly effective around the eye. And you're right, it's an area where we're usually told to try to avoid, other than a moisturizing eye cream, which is still important. But a lot of times eye creams can be very, a little bit burning on the eyelid. Mm-hmm. It's even more sensitive than the under eye. And so that was really important to us. And our formula really benefits that eyelid, guys. That's one of the things that I do every day is I just pat it. You just pat it just right across your eyelid.
I have to tell you, like, as consumers, we know our listeners, and that's like right there, star it, you know, put it in bold on your website, because most women want to use something on their eyes and they're told, stay away from that.
Right. And that's
so the fact that you can use that is really huge.
It is. And it's your eyelids are so thin, and that's like the one thing that you say hooded eyes, you've got hooded eyes all of a sudden. Or they're starting to get more and more.
Where can we find Care Beauty? Because our listeners are going to want to, obviously we'll have it all in the show notes, but where's the easiest way to find it?
We are direct to consumer on our own website, carebeauty.com, CAIRE beauty.com. And we like to say, it's a little cheesy, but I think it's cute. We put the I in care for the individual journey, because it's true that every single woman, and there's like 10,000 of us a day going into menopause, but every person has a different and personal experience.
Right.
I mean, not everybody's going to have, okay, well, most people have hot flashes on some level, but Lori never had them.
It's not that I haven't had a major hot flashes. I've had like very, very, very mild. So when Celeste says, it's not like I sit there in a puddle, like some people.
I did.
Yeah,
I did, yeah.
Exactly.
Like Bridget.
So I have felt warm, but nothing like what some of my friends have, where I see them sweating in front of me or perspiring through their clothing. Now that is intense.
To throw something out there, one of the things that I've heard, and I don't have, you know, we don't have proof, but what I do know, we've been talking to gynecologists, obstetricians, dermatologists, and about our formula and our approach. And it's, you know, we're non-invasive. We're not going to, you know, somebody asked us yesterday, is your product going to be as good as a laser? Well, you know what? No, it's soft power. It gets there. It takes time, but it's never going to be the equal effect. But a laser by nature is causing damage. It's a different way of promoting collagen and hyaluronic acid growth. But what I thought was really interesting that I learned from one of these doctors is that when you enter perimenopause, you actually don't take in basic hydration, basic water, as well as you used to. So you can drink the same 6 cups or 8 cups or whatever you normally drink of water that you did before, but your body isn't actually using that word. metabolizing it the same. And I've always thought that that must have something to do with hot flashes, you know? I mean, so they, one of the doctors said to say, you need to sip at the water. You can't just be like gulping down a cup at a time or two cups at a time out of those giant swell bottles, right? You really have to think of water as a form of nutrition. And I thought that was really profound. And certainly I know that when I use water consistently and I drink water and to be honest, fresh juice consistently, my skin looks it radiant. It's great. So I just wanted to put that out there as a
And you know, it's interesting that Celeste brings this up because end of last year I actually had an incident where I had a raised pulse. I was feeling really horrible. I didn't know what was going on. The pulse had been increasing over time, and my doctor was trying to figure out what was happening. I go to an integrative doctor, and he'd been doing these tests. Well, what ended up happening is I combined two things, a bike ride through Central Park and going to a tea house to have caffeinated tea. I biked home, which is probably a good 4 to 5 mile bike. I basically was grasping for air and just started feeling miserable. I called my doctor. They said, go to the emergency room. I went. They couldn't find anything wrong with me. They did all of these heart attack tests, chest x-rays, blood tests, everything. I saw a cardiologist. What did he say? You're dehydrated.
Wow.
You're dehydrated and you need to get your hormones tested. Hormones.
I'm telling you, it's hormones.
And
the now hormones I'm feeling are great. The base problem.
I'm now great. I'm taking all sorts, you know, I'm doing supplements, not taking prescriptions, but I feel great and everything is feeling so much better. But to Celeste's point, also, you know, these green smoothies that I drink, all of these things to increase the hydration levels really, really have helped.
I think that's so, it's funny you said that. I'd never heard the sip thing, taking sips instead of gulping. But remember, we interviewed Joan London, and in her book, she said, sitting down while you drink. It was interesting. I never thought about when you stand up. And she's like, yeah, sure, that's fine. You know, there's going to be times when you can only stand up when you can drink.
We want the listeners to know, like I said at the very beginning, that we love showcasing new products on the market and why they're different. And from our conversation, I think the listeners can guess that you guys are going deeper into the skin, where the cells live, to make a change. It's very simple. Two-part process here. You're not going to have to do 10 steps to look better. And you're not saying we're going to take decades off your life. You're saying your skin's going to behave a few years younger, which I really liked that you described it that way. Because that's what most of us want. I mean, there are people that want to do complete work and look 20 years younger, even though sometimes they end up looking like a cat. But
That's true.
They end up looking like a cat. And I love my cat. I love my cat. But he hasn't had any
work done. I just don't want to look like her.
I just don't want to look. Yeah, Morris is his own, you know, creature. But the fact that your skin can behave, I like that term, behave, a few years younger, is really what we want. We just want to feel like we're bright and we're awake and we don't look tired when we don't actually feel tired. And so I hope the listeners understand that this is different because you are getting below the skin layers and you're really going to where the work is done, the molecules and steps.
That's right, Colleen. And I also wanted to just say that we're not saying that, you know, you have to toss your moisturizer. If you absolutely love your moisturizer and you want to add that on top, or you are someone that uses a retinol, which we are not encouraging that as an ingredient, or a vitamin C, you can still put that on over the serum or your sunscreen. So we're saying that's correct. So we're saying use our base or use it without anything else on top of it if you feel your skin is adequately hydrated. If it's the winter time and you need more hydration because of just the natural environment, then go for it.
We'd like to offer a Hot Flashes 20% discount. Oh, we'll call it Hot Flashes 20. And we'll be good for the next month or two. We want women to feel good about this. And I think when people, I mean, I know we know that when people try it, they rebuy it. So we're happy to share and care with you guys. And we are so happy that you had us on your show today. It was so much fun talking to you. And I'm thinking about Joan London. I'm going to sit down and drink a glass of water.
Guys, it was so nice having you on. We wish you the best of luck in this endeavor, because we are the market that appreciates that you guys are trying to make a difference for us, that you're listening, that we are being seen, we are being heard, and you are catering to the needs of women over 45. So thank you both so much for starting this company. And to the listeners, guys, check out Care, C-A-I-R-E, beauty.com. We'll have it in the show notes, but you can go right on Google and check that out and use Hot Flashes 20 for your purchase. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
We just adore you. Thank you. We adore you.
Thank you so much to Celeste and to Lori. That was such a great conversation. And like I said earlier, I learned so much about our skin. But I had no idea there were three different levels of hyaluronic acid that
I didn't know that either
would go, and that smallest one will go through your, you know, penetrate your skin and do this work. That was just fascinating.
And I also love that they talked about, they talk about that you can still use your other skin products, but this doesn't have to be in lieu of your other skin products.
Right. And I think that's so important to hear that, because of course they were like, you know, the sunscreen, you know, when you go outside, you're going to want to use sunscreen if that's something you want. At nighttime, you're going to want to use your moisturizers and your eye care creams. But also, you said to put this serum on your hands, because when we were talking about our hands and I held my hands up and all I saw were these nasty, veiny hands with age spots. So I was like, oh.
And then your elbow. And I really like the fact you can use it on the upper and lower eye.
Yes.
So many companies will say, keep it away from your eyes. And obviously you don't want to put it on your eye and then rub your
eye. Don't drop it in your eye. No, don't drop it in your eye.
These are not eye drops, okay? These are for your upper lid and lower lid. And so I thought that was great. So there's always, you know, yes, we are showcasing several different companies with beauty products, but each one does something different.
Right.
And each one has different products to offer. Women over 45 deserve choices as well. You know, we talked to them offline about how many companies, you know, brands like L'Oreal own other companies for millennials and different brands. Well, we deserve, you know, to be able to have choices too. So the fact that menopause-related skincare is becoming a part of our conversation is wonderful, and we are thrilled to talk to them about it.
Right, and just learn about the effects that hormones have on our skin, and you know what levels drop. You know when how our skin ages so progressively or just aggressively whenever hit a certain progressively and aggressively, and that is just amazing. So I just am so thankful that we have women that are addressing this and marketing towards us. That's what we've been wanting. You know, we've got the money to spend. So we've been wanting this. So thank you so much to Lori and Celeste for that. Just, I love it.
Yes, we do. So guys, make sure to press the subscribe button if you haven't already to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics podcast, because we have a new episode up at least one every week. Sometimes we have a bonus episode up and you don't want to miss any of these. Also follow us on Instagram, Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. Check out our Facebook page. We have a private Facebook page that has about 3,500 women in it, and we just share life and business and community, and we're having a great time answering questions. Obviously from the experts, we're not personally answering questions, but the community is also sharing hints and tips and tricks for midlife to make it a little easier for each of us. And that's what we want to share, community. Thank you all for listening today. If you have any questions, please email us at hotflashescooltopics@gmail.com. Bridget and I wish you guys a great week, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.